It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Our question for today is, are miraculous gifts for today? All these gifts that we have seen in the Bible, Jesus performing miracles, Elijah and Elisha performing miracles, Paul and Silas performing miracles, the disciples themselves at some point performing miracles, Peter performing miracles, all these miracles we see in the Bible, are those miraculous gifts for today? I mean, a lot of people say, I'm going to such and such a church because of the gift of this nature, gift of healing, gift of redemption, gift of what, all those sorts of gifts people claim today. Are miraculous gifts for today? Joining us now is Pastor Joseph Farah, who's going to answer our question for today. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for answering our question today.
Well, good afternoon, and I hope everyone is okay.
I hope so, too. Our question for today, Pastor, is, are miraculous gifts for today?
I think it is important that we, first of all, understand probably what the word miracle is, then we connect it to gifts. So miracles, this simply means the extraordinary intervention of the divine into the human affairs. This is when the divine steps into our affairs. That's when we experience a miracle. Now, a miraculous gift, why was it important then? You discover that most of the time when Jesus performs a miracle, especially in the Markan account, Lucan account, or Matthew account, you would say, see to it that you don't tell anybody about what has happened to you. And when you go to the Gospel of John, he would come out outrightly and say, I am the one who has done this or this and that. So the question is, why was Jesus performing miracles at that particular time? Number one, it was to alleviate the pain and suffering of the people at that time. Then secondly, the miracles were also working as a demonstration that people could believe in the power of God, so that people could believe. Now, the challenge that we are having today is that we want to use miracles as a standard to make people believe in God. Meanwhile, it is supposed to be the word of God that makes people believe in the power of God. Actually, when you read Mark chapter 16, let me just get there quickly. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Verse 15 and verse 16, this is what the Bible says. I didn't prepare this one in advance, it has just come. So Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Now, here the scriptures are saying, when you have preached the word and people have believed, they are supposed to be baptized. Here the commission does not say, go and perform miracles, and after you have performed miracles, then people believe upon the miracles, then they are going to be saved. So it is the word that they must believe. So, are the miraculous gifts of the Spirit, is this still important today? So it is important to recognize that this is not a question of whether God can still perform miracles today, because the fact that we are alive, it is enough to realize that the fact that we are able to speak and communicate, it's a miracle. It's a proof that God is in charge. It is unwise for us to claim that God cannot heal people in these last days. it is unwise for us to believe that miracles and more wondrous signs cannot happen today. These things, we are able to observe them. The question is, however, whether the miraculous gift of the Spirit that is prescribed in 1 Corinthians from chapter 12 to 14, if it is still active in God's church today. So this is, again, not a question of can the Holy Spirit give someone miraculous gifts. The question is whether the Holy Spirit still dispenses the miraculous gifts today. So above else, we need to entirely recognize that the Holy Spirit is free to perform miracles in whoever is in pain. I can give you an example.
Sorry, Mfunes, I suspect perhaps there's a misunderstanding here. Our question really is not about the things that you're suggesting now, but the miraculous gifts. Not God, not the Spirit, not Jesus, but the gift. Are miraculous gifts for today?
Okay. Maybe I am missing something. But from what I'm trying to understand, you cited examples of Paul healing this one, you know, Peter healing that one. Is that gift there today? And my answer is yes. The gift of miracles, I strongly believe that it is present, except we have a challenge.
No. It's not whether it is there or not, Mfundis. The question is whether it is meant for today. Is it for today? What is there a time restriction that this is only meant for? Is it for today? Are these miracles, or were they meant only for then, for Bible times only? Are they also relevant for today? Are they relevant for churches and all that? Are miraculous gifts for today?
Okay. Yes, they are relevant. They are relevant even today. Remember the concept that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the same power that worked then is still available today. So I strongly feel that the miracle, the gift of miracle, is still relevant even today. It doesn't lose touch because of today and yesterday and things like that.
So why does the Seventh-day Adventist Church not have this gift?
We do have. I mean, it's just that we don't parade our miracles. We don't do it like the way our colleagues would say, everybody come, and then and then we start touching people's heads and they begin to fall everywhere. No, we don't do that. But we pray for our members, and those that are sick, they get healing. Those that need children, you know, like I was trying to give an example to say, last week I had received a call from this couple I prayed for, I prayed with some time back, and they have a child. And not only this couple, many I have witnessed this power in my ministry. So I see this. We have it in our church. We pray for people, except probably we don't do it the way our colleagues from other churches do it, where we parade our miracles. And again, it is unfortunate where you find church members say they are leaving the church, they are going to look for miracles. It is quite unfortunate. It is probably because maybe they may lack faith and things like that, but...
Read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Mfundis. In this context, Paul addresses one of the gifts, which is the gift of tongues.
Yes.
And I want you to understand, help me understand what Paul is saying here. He's just addressing one of the many gifts out there. And he says, verse 22 to 25, it says, "So then tongues are not a sign for believers, but a miracle for unbelievers. Prophecy, on the other hand, is not for unbelievers, but a miracle sign for believers. If the entire church comes together and everyone is speaking in tongues, won't the visitors say that you have lost your minds? But if everyone is prophesying, and an unbeliever or one without the gift enters your meeting, he will be convicted by all that he hears and will be called to account for the intimate secrets of his heart will be brought to light. He will be mystified and fall face down in worship and say, 'God is truly among you.'" Now, the point here that Paul is making, this particular gift is for unbelievers. And he points it out there in verse 4:22. "So then tongues are not a sign for believers, but a miracle for unbelievers." How do you respond to that, to somebody who says, "Miracles are not relevant for today. They are only relevant for people who are not believers. We already believe. If there is ever a necessity for belief, for miracles, those are for people who are unbelievers, not the church." How do you respond to that?
Okay, actually, even in the words of Jesus, he would say it himself. He would say, for instance, in John 2, he would say, "Woman, my time is not yet come." You know, when he was responding to the mother, when she thought something could be done, and then Jesus performed that miracle. Of course, that is another dimension. That is another dimension of miracles. They are meant to help the unbelieving,
right,
to come to the realization that, oh, so there's this power. So that aspect, in that aspect, it is meant for those to say, oh, so there's even this.
Right, right.
But not really for the believers themselves.
Absolutely, say, absolutely.
We need this in order to confirm our faith. No.
So again, the question then that I was asking, for instance, is our job is mission-oriented. It's the great commission, right? Our job as the church is to minister to the unbeliever. Why does the church not advertise that this church has what it takes to help the unbeliever to believe? If we do have what it takes, as you have pointed out to the issue of Jesus and now Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians, miracles are for unbelievers. And if we are sent to unbelievers, why are we not demonstrating that which is required for unbelievers to believe? Why don't we demonstrate? You said we don't advertise. Why? That's the point, right? The point is to let people know and teach them. This is for unbelievers. Why don't we then, if we really have it?
Okay. Like you mentioned, our mission, it is to go out there. And
that's
I
right.
think I read from Mark chapter 15 to say, go and preach. And when they believe,
right.
You know, our times today are different in the times of Paul and Jesus.
Right.
Even the knowledge itself was scanty in those days. But this time around, people have come to the knowledge.
Right.
To say there's much knowledge in our time. It is a little bit different, you know. It shouldn't be like a contest, like it's magic.
Yeah.
And then say, come and see the miracles and
right,
believe.
Right.
The word of God itself, it's the one that convicts. In fact, the greatest miracle, it is a convicted heart. And this conviction is done by the word of God. So the greatest miracle, actually the greatest sign.
But Jesus didn't just convict people with the word, Mfundis. Jesus convicted people with miracles. If we're supposed to be following in his steps, surely we're supposed to be doing what Jesus did, right?
Exactly. And we are doing that. We are doing that, except we are doing it the Jesus way and not the public, you know.
Jesus was public with his miracles, Pastor. He was public with his miracles. That's why they were able to be documented by those who are watching. I'll give you an example. The woman with the issue of blood, he didn't heal her secretly. I'm saying this so that we all understand the nub of our question today. So if we are true to our mission, and our mission is to be like Christ and preach like Christ, all the things that Christ preached in the way that he did it, Shouldn't we today be doing that as well? How are we saying it is not for us to do what Christ did? What exactly was wrong with what Christ did if we're not doing it like Christ did it? I mean, the woman at the well, she went and said, come see what this man had done. So exactly. She publicized it. So what exactly are we missing? So what am I missing?
Okay, it's interesting. It's interesting. The question is getting even more fascinating. I think what we have not done, is like when you are doing a public campaign, just do an outer call to say, oh, the lame, come here.
Right.
I think we have not done that.
Right.
You know, I think on that one, I don't know. We have not done that. And you know, I need to make a confession that I was preaching somewhere. I was preaching on the blind man.
Right.
I preached so powerfully to a point where when I made a call for people to come for baptism, a blind guy came forth.
And
I equally panicked. I equally panicked, but you know, the good part was he was not coming for his sight to be restored. He was coming for baptism.
Okay.
So I think we may need to open up, maybe loosen up. But I still believe that in our own small way, we still pray for these things, except we have not really gone full throttle and done them publicly. Because most of the time, when we are invited in some homes, we pray privately, and people don't go publicly.
Right,
because again, our conviction again is that it's not me who is praying for that person who heals. So we don't really take the credit for that.
Of course.
The one who takes the credit is God.
Okay.
Because he is the one who heals and things like that.
Yeah,
but maybe we have not done the publicity.
Yeah.
We have not done the publicity, but we do in our own small way. We do pray for people, and people experience miracles.
Right.
How bit maybe at a small scale or things like that.
Right. Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your answers. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Brother Mfundisi.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.